When it comes to summer camps, there's something for every kind of kid. There are soccer camps, theater camps, circus camps. But a camp devoted to breaking stuff? Well, that may seem a bit odd, but it exists, and it's called Roots. It takes place at the annual hacking convention, DEF CON. And as NPR's Steve Henn reports, its goal is to teach children to pick locks, hack smart TVs, and most importantly, take apart and understand the technology that surrounds them.
The scene inside Roots a couple of weeks ago was a bit of a madhouse. Controlled chaos. Little kids everywhere. Brendan Herman was trying to program a machine to draw pictures on ping pong balls.
Can you describe your hat for me?
It's a tinfoil.
You're wearing a tinfoil hat?
Yes.
So, why?
Protect me from aliens.
Adults covered in tattoos explained circuits and simple switches. Some kids milled around watching. Others, like Owen Chilcote, sat hunched over their tablets, scrolling through code.
I'm just messing around with it, trying to figure out stuff and how to break it.
More often than not, we have to wipe the tablet and start again. But he's having fun at it. I think that's important.
That was Owen's dad, Ted. On the other side of the room, Mark Risher created a website dedicated to teaching kids to hack.
We built SaskCrack for the Roots for the DEF CON Kids event.
The site teaches kids how to poke around online software and websites looking for vulnerabilities. And it works like a game.
This guy here is already on the leaderboard with 300 points.
If your target audience is 18 to 13-year-olds, a name like SaskCrack gets attention. But I wonder.
Now, do you get both of the jokes? There are two jokes, I think.
I'm quizzing Ty Harmer, a 13-year-old. He just smirks.
Okay. He said he knew what one was and pointed. But do you know what SaaS is? Software as a service? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
SaaS, which is really just software you subscribe to online, isn't always as secure as we might hope. But think about all those websites we sign into every day that we bank with and buy things from. Figuring out how SaaS can be cracked could help these kids avoid hundreds of headaches later in life. But hacking computers, tablets, and apps is just the beginning. All sorts of things are now connected to the net.
I think it's going to be everywhere. Everything that could possibly be connected will be connected.
Mark Rogers is a security expert at Lookout, a firm that searches smartphones for malware.
We have watches that can be connected. You have televisions that are connected. You have radios that are connected. My stereo system calls Japan on a regular basis.
Even thermostats are connected to the net and run software.
The flip side is by changing these things like this, we also change their value for a bad guy.
Hack one connected thermostat and a burglar could figure out when you're out of town. Hack a million connected thermostats and you can attack the electrical grid. And Roger says the security in many so-called smart things is so lax, hacking into them is child's play.
Just for the fun of it, I just wanted to try it out.
Back at Roots, 13-year-old Neil De La Rios decided he'd like to try and hack a smart TV at camp.
And this is my first year, so I just wanted to try some new things.
Now, to be fair, De La Rios had some fairly accomplished teachers. Aaron Gratitafori and Josh Yavar work at the security firm iSec Partners. A couple of months ago, they figured out how to hack into Samsung's smart TVs.
We could, you know, hijack the TV and see the camera remotely.
They could turn the camera on, take pictures, record video, and the owners would never know. Makes you rethink the whole TV in the bedroom thing. But Aaron and Josh told Samsung about the problems, and Samsung made some fixes. Still, a lot of other little bugs remained.
I know that there are at least a couple of bugs in the Facebook app.
Aaron talked to some friends at Facebook, and it turns out that Facebook app was actually built by Samsung for its own TVs. Then Aaron and Josh had an idea. Why not teach kids how to find those bugs? He ran it by Facebook.
They were definitely a game with the idea of having the kids find bugs, and they were definitely thought that was cool.
I mean, it helps them out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not good for Facebook to have an app that's
their name, and so they don't want their users at risk. So hopefully we can have a 10-year-old do it.
Both Facebook and Samsung have something called a bug bounty program. That means these companies will pay hackers real money if they find security holes in their products and report them. These bounties can be worth thousands per bug. And within just a few hours, the kids in this camp found 3 bugs. They don't know yet how much their bugs are worth, but
I knew it was a minimum of $1,000.
That's sci-fi.
Now, do you get to keep all the cash, or how's it going to work?
I get a third of it, then another third goes to my education, and another third goes to my favorite nonprofit.
Sci-Fi is giving that third to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She's 13. She's been the victim of identity theft, and she doesn't think kids should use their real names online. Her friend, Neil Delaruas, found a bug too, but he's going to give some of his cash to his church to help underprivileged children in Africa. Talk about a white hat hacker. Steve Henn, NPR News.
This is NPR News.